Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Julie Harris, and welcome back to your Scripts, Prospecting, and Mindset class. So you will definitely want to take notes, as always, as usual, but especially today because we're going to show you how to make a specific amount of money with a specific set of instructions. All right, how to make at least $54,000 a year just with this one spoke, just with For Sale by Owners. So forget about all of the other great stuff that you're doing for a second. This is just what we call FSBO math. Okay, so get out your pen. You're going to say FSBO math, how to make $54,000 a year minimum from For Sale by Owners. Now, all this requires you to do is to identify and call 10 per week minimum. Now, depending on the size of your town, your farm area, your market conditions, some of you are able to call 10 FSBOs a day. But I'm going to take a conservative approach and say every one of you should be able to find 10 per week. Now, when I say call, I mean call on the phone, call as in showing up and door knocking them, find them and have real conversations. Remember from last week, the definition of a contact is a conversation with a decision-making adult about real estate. About real estate. That is the definition of a contact. So if you can't say that that's how it went, can't really count it. So making 10 real contacts per week minimum, one to two of those 10, yes, just 10 to 20% of them, will list with you. For some of you, you're going to take more than that. But again, I'm saying every single person can use this math. One or two will list with you, even if you don't have a great listing presentation, even if you're a little bit nervous to show up door knocking, doesn't matter. Statistically, you will take at least one or two out of 10. So let's look at those 10 actual conversations. One or two will list with you for sure. Two will turn into good leads. And of those two leads, one will list with you. Three will not be motivated enough or not fit with your pre-qualification standards. Three will probably be unavailable, not interested, or not count as real contacts. Okay, so we're just talking about 10 per week, not per year, per week. One listing appointment per week times 4 weeks is potentially 4 listings per month. And again, if you follow our FSBO math, you probably will have more opportunities than just the one, because of the 10, two will turn into good leads, one of them will list with you, one of the other ones will list with you right away. You're going to have appointments when you talk to 10 FSBOs per week. So being conservative, you'll set one listing appointment per week and potentially take 4 listings per month. Now, let's just say that you're still working on your listing presentation. You're still a little bit nervous on your presentations. Maybe the sellers aren't quite exactly right for your pre-qualification standards, and that you only take 2 of those 4 opportunities. In other words, only 50% of the time are you successful actually taking the listing. This is realistic for those of you learning how to do this. Now, remember, at Harris Real Estate University, we very much believe that you should be earning while you learn. So what? You take half of the listing appointments you go on, half of the FSBOs. That's great. That's more than you had today. And for most of you, for some of you, I shouldn't say most of you, for some of you, that's really all you should be handling at this point until you get used to doing more volume. For my grizzled veterans, you guys should be able to knock this out no problem, spending like a half an hour a day, and you guys know who you are. All right, so let's say that the 2 for sale by owners, otherwise known as unrepresented sellers, so really you should stop calling them FSBOs and just start referring to them as who they really are, unrepresented sellers, let's say that you actually sell 2 of them per month. You list 2 of them per month and you only sell 1 a month, or you create 12 transactions per year from spending just 10 calls per week with For Sale by Owners. In other words, with all of this work, you only have very, very, very conservatively 1 lousy FSBO turn out to pay you per month. I mean, I'm practically begging you to prospect here, guys. That's very, very, very minimum standards, okay? So could you, with all of this effort, an hour a day, making sure, so help you God, you talk to at least 10 FSBOs per week, let's say that that ends up doing just 1 deal per month, just 1, okay? And most of you are going to do much better than that. But let's just say for a second that this was your FSBO spoke and you only wanted 1 per month to work out. So 2 for sale by owners or unrepresented sellers per month are listed with 1 of them selling. That makes 12 deals per year. We're not even counting the buyer sides or the double ends or anything like that, but 12 deals a year from spending just 10 calls per week with for sale by owners. Now, let's say that your average sale price is $300,000 times 3% is $9,000 times a 50% split. Again, I'm being very conservative, but that's a net to you of $4,500. Okay, or obviously you can do your own math here. Maybe your average sale price is $150,000, but you don't have a 50% split. Figure out what your own net commission is, then do multiply by 12. So if you have a $300,000 average sale price times 3% typical in the marketplace times a 50% split, very conservative. Most of you have a better split than that. $4,500 net to you times 12 is $54,000. So if I said to you, let's change your mindset on this. If I said to you, I'll tell you what, I will hire you to work in my real estate practice, and I am going to pay you a salary of $54,000 per year, and all you have to do in order to earn that $50,000 is call 10 for sale by owners per week or door knock them. 10 actual contacts with FSBOs per week. That's it. You get $54,000. I think probably all of you would be hired, I think. Okay, that's how you need to think of your spokes, your individual spokes, because we could work the same math on expireds, couldn't we? We could say, talk to 10 expireds per week. You take, you go on, four appointments. You take two, you sell one per month. There's another $54,000. Okay, so if I were hiring you, I could say, in addition to that for sale by owner prospecting, I will give you. I will double your income to $108,000 per year if you just talk to 10 expireds per week. Now, obviously, the point is not just to talk to them. It's to set appointments, to do great lead follow-up, to pre-qualify them, to present to them, to list them, and to close them. But it all starts with the actual conversation now, doesn't it? So let's take a look at this. Standard for sale by owner script. This is a script class. The reason that I do the mindset stuff first is so that you actually understand why we're doing this. If you don't care and you haven't yet identified how much this spoke is worth to you, well, then why would you work on it, right? So now that we've shown you that a minimal amount of effort, you know, you're going to tweak your skills, of course, and the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. But really, 10 contacts, I mean, honest to God, people, if you walk down your street on the way to, say, your mailbox or you're walking your dog, you probably have 10 contacts. Are you always talking about real estate? Well, you should be, but I don't know. That's up to you now, isn't it? So standard for sale by owner script, remember to listen to their answers, repeat and affirm what the prospect says. Remember, these are just simply unrepresented sellers. And take notes so you'll remember the details for your listing appointment. So yes, assume when you're calling on for sale by owners that you will indeed be setting an appointment each time. Okay? Now, before we get to the script, there are six main things that the script is trying to accomplish, okay? I want you to take notes. You should post it in your office, put it in your FSBO file. You know, this is the point of the script, okay? So use the script questions. We'll go over the script in a second to determine, number one, is the prospect motivated? Always, are they motivated, yes or no? Number two, what specifically is motivating them? Number three, do they have a time frame? Number four, why are they trying to sell without an agent? Number five, what's most important to them? And number six, simply build rapport to understand the client's needs. All of the script questions, and we're also going to give you some specific, we'll say ancillary questions, conversational questions. They're all designed to accomplish one or more of those six things. When you know more about the client, your relationship is naturally stronger. They trust you more, and this will result in setting more appointments in less time. So again, what are those six things? Number one, are they motivated? Number two, what specifically is motivating them? Number three, do they have a time frame? Number four, why are they trying to sell without an agent? Number five, what's most important to them? And number six, build rapport to understand the client's needs. And I'm going to give you some questions to help you do that. Let me see whether anybody has questions over here. Excuse me. All right, you guys seem to be all right. Remember, if you have questions in between the call, all you have to do is simply email me, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at Harris Real Estate, Julie at HarrisRealEstateUniversity.com or Julie at MyHREU.com. coachjulieharris@gmail.com. All of these go the same place. Okay. Excuse me. Very dry air here. Okay. Standard for sell by owner script. And I'm going to go through it a couple times explaining it. Then I'm going to go through it straight. This is posted at harrisrealestateuniversity.com. If you cannot find it on the website for some strange reason, you're going to use the live chat button and you're going to get help. Number one, script, standard for sale by owner script. Hi, I'm calling about the home for sale. Are you the owner? Great. Okay. All you're doing here is determining that you're talking to the right person. Hi, this is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. Why are you doing this? Because you have to identify yourself as an agent in your brokerage. Most of your states state that specifically, so make sure you're doing it. Number three, I sell quite a few homes in the area, and gosh, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about your home. We're building rapport, finding out more about the house, taking notes, etc. Thanks, I'm writing this down. Again, rapport building. Number four, you're selling the home yourself without an agent, is that right? You're verifying that they're FSBOing and fishing about agent relationships here. Number five, I'm curious, why did you decide to deal with the sale on your own versus hiring an agent? And then you don't have to argue with them like some agents do. You just say, I understand, okay? Understand their mindset about why they're doing it on their own. Why are they a FSBO? This is going to help you determine the approach that you'll take on the listing appointment. Are they FSBOing because they need to get some crazy price? Is that because they don't understand how short sales work? What's the story? Maybe, you know, I talked to one the other day. We were just going to open houses in Carmel, California. We were on a little vacation. And we went to a for sale by owner, and I asked her that question. She said, well, I always FSBO. I've been very successful in the past. I know how to do it, and I believe that I will work harder than any agent I would hire. Interesting, right? So find out what's going on in their mind. Number six, if the home did sell, where would you go next? This is a motivation question. Alternative, when the house sells, are you staying in the area? You can ask that. Number seven, ideally, when would you like to make the move? Number eight, sounds like a great home. Tell me, well, how did you determine price? Okay, and how long have you given yourself to sell it on your own? What happens if it doesn't sell? Okay, if there was a clear benefit to working with me and or my company, it would make sense to meet for a few moments, wouldn't it? Try to say no to that. Okay, and great, what time is best for you, blank or blank? Okay, now they may say something that's an objection. All you have to do is say, that's a great question. That's the first thing we'll discuss when we meet. What time's best for you, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock tomorrow? Super, super easy script, guys. Super easy. Again, all we're trying to do is, excuse me, build a little bit of rapport, find out, are they motivated? What's motivating them? Do they have a time frame? How long have they given themselves to sell it? What's their situation? And then you close. Some of you make this fantastically too difficult for yourselves. I don't know why you do that. Probably fear of the unknown. Probably because you haven't done it enough. But I can tell you, once you have success with this, you're not going to believe how much you love for sale by owners. And I'll tell you, it's funny. FSBOs are more loyal than other types of clients. And I suspect it's because, you know, assuming that you list them after they've been on the market for a few weeks on their own, they actually have an appreciation for how hard it can be to find the right buyer who's qualified to negotiate, you know, all of those things, to prepare the house, to deal with marketing, deal with the MLS, the signs, the brochures, all of these things, versus a cold lead who still thinks that they know how to do it better than you because they've been watching HGTV all day, okay? So FSBOs actually do have a sense, more than other types of clients, of how hard it can be. Now, some of you have really low inventory, and getting the contract isn't really the issue. It's getting through the inspections, getting through the buyer's financing, dealing with title issues, dealing with short sales, all of that kind of stuff. And again, for sale by owners will appreciate you more because they actually have tried, okay? So you just have to kind of trust me on that. All right, again, I'm going to go through the script. I'm just going to go through the questions without any commentary to get this into your head. Hi, I'm calling about the home for sale. Are you the owner? Great. Hi, Bob. This is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. How are you today? Fantastic. Well, Bob, I sell quite a few homes in the area, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about your house. Thanks. I'm writing this down. That's great. You're selling the home yourself without an agent. Is that right? Okay, I understand. Perfect. And I'm curious, why did you decide to deal with the sale on your own versus hiring a trusted real estate advisor, someone like me? and then you're going to listen, write it down. Okay, I understand. Makes sense. Perfect. And, Bob, if the home did sell, where would you go next? Or, you know, sounds like you've already bought a home. Was that the plan to move in there? Have you already moved? You know, depending on what you hear. If the home did sell, where would you go next? And ideally, when would you like to make the move? Or ideally, it sounds like your new house or your relocation is happening, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. You know, it sounds like a great home, Bob. Tell me, how did you determine your price? Perfect. And how long have you given yourself to sell it on your own? Okay, great. Let me ask you this. I'm curious, what happens if it doesn't sell? I see. And, Bob, if there was a clear benefit to working with me, and it would, I mean, I'm sure it would make sense just to meet for a few minutes and talk about a game plan to see how we can work together and get a fast sale for you. What time's best for you, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock this evening? Okay, great. You know, Bob, that's a great question. That's the first thing we'll discuss when we meet. What time? It sounds like 5 o'clock's better for you. Fantastic. I'll see you at 5 p.m. Okay? Can be that easy. And oftentimes, it actually is that easy. Okay? So remember, why are we doing the script? What's the motivation? What's the time frame? Why did they decide to sell without an agent? You know, for sale by owners can fall into several different categories. Are they what we call agent haters? There are a few FSBOs out there that just had a really crappy experience with their previous agent. And you can understand how they're agent haters. They just figure they can do it better and they had a bad experience and they'll just try it on their own. Well, these are perfect. I like those the best because all you have to do is be professional, show up when you say you're going to show up, do what you promise you're going to do, and follow through. That's even better because they know what a crappy agent is like. Okay? So you've got to look at that. And instead of say, oh, gosh, they're just an agent hater, I can't deal with them. No, that's a challenge to you to be the best listing agent you can and show them that all agents are not made equally. Okay? Some of them, again, are for sale by owners because they don't understand how short sales go. Maybe they had a bad short sale experience. Maybe they're in the middle of a loan modification. You know, it could be any degree of misinformed, miseducated short sale. Okay? There's a lot of FSBOs that should be short sales that are getting strange information from attorneys, from, again, loan mod companies. It could be anything. Now, a lot of for sale by owners just have a longer time frame, and they're going to try it on their own for 30 or 60 days to see whether they can save the commission. That's why you have the script question, how long have you given yourself to sell it on your own? Okay, so you got to find that out, and then you be there when they're ready to actually sell it. Okay, so we're going to go through a few more questions you can throw into the script. There's no particular order. I want to just throw these out there so that you can get a little bit of fluidity to your script. You want to write these down. So some additional script questions. Why did you decide to sell your home on your own rather than work with an agent or a broker? That's part of your standard script. How long have you given yourself to sell it on your own? What happens if it doesn't sell? Ideally, what's your time frame? Now, that's kind of a black hole question. Sometimes they're going to say, well, if it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Or I don't have any particular time frame or something like this. So what I like to do in that situation is say, well, gosh, that makes sense. So just so I'm clear, if this doesn't sell until 2019, you're okay with that? And that usually makes them laugh. Like, oh, no, well, we actually, you know, we need to be out of here by Christmas. Or by the time kids go back to school, whatever the case may be. So actually call them out on that a little bit, okay? Let's see here. Ideally, when do you want to be moved? We have that. What are you doing with all the changes in mortgages lately? Are you aware of the difference between buyers being pre-qualified and pre-approved and what a conditional approval letter is? Do you need my help pre-qualifying some of the buyers who have gone through your home? Now, I am using a little bit of fear here, freaking them out about the finances, okay, so that they see that they need my help. Do you know where to run ads and how to word them to get the best response? Okay. What identification or information do you get from the strangers that come through your home? You know, do you know which environmental disclosures, hazardous waste, Superfund sites, et cetera, that might apply to your situation? And again, how long have you given yourself to move? What information have you used to determine the price and how much negotiating room you factored in? Okay. So the other thing is that you can use some statistics. Let's see. Realty Times, it's been a while since they published this, but Realty Times, I believe it was, said that for sale by owners on average actually end up netting, as in money in their pocket, 16% less than the comparable listed property and take 90 days longer to close. Were you aware of that, Mr. or Mrs. Saar? Okay. So you can find all of these types of for sale by owner stats on the NAR website, on Realty Times, on some of these different blogs that you see, and certainly on our blog, which is realestateinsidernews.com. So what we did today is we showed you how easy the FSBO script can be. We showed you some FSBO math, which is based on just one FSBO per month. Most of you can do a one per week. And let's take a look at that. For someone who is just really new at this, you're getting used to the idea of relentless lead follow-up, because many of these for sale by owners you will have to follow up on several times. Let's say your script isn't super polished, your listing presentation is only okay. Those would be the people who I would expect to only sell one per month, okay? And all of you can do that. So that's your $54,000. Let's say you're a little bit better than that, and you're able to close two per month. That's $108,000 per year. Let's say that you're able to do one per week. That's $216,000 based on a $4,500 net commission to you, just talking to for sale by owners, which incidentally is free for those of you who like to throw marketing on the internet and see what happens and pray that those thousands of internet leads that are just sitting in your inbox that you're ignoring are going to magically call you one day and say, bring your sign over. I'm just saying. FSBOs are free. So if you have any questions, if you'd like to role play the script, whatever I can do to help you make this minimum of $54,000 just from FSBOs, all you have to do is go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and ask for a coaching call with me, or you can certainly email me direct, which is julie@myhreu.com, as in harrisrealestateuniversity.com, and listen to this call several times until you get really, really comfortable with those simple questions. And even, honestly, guys, if you just write down on your desk, I mean, I want you to use the script, obviously, but until you start to break the ice and get more and more comfortable, if you just have the six main points of talking to a FSBO, are they motivated? What's motivating them? Do they have a time frame? Why are they selling without an agent? What's important to them? Build rapport, understand the client's needs, ask about the house, and close. Most of you can handle it just with those guidelines. Now, a word to the wise. If they ask you something you don't know, or they're combative or have an objection and you're not clear on how to deal with that, all you have to do, remember what the script said, that's a great question. Let me write that down and make sure we discuss that this evening when we meet at 6 p.m. Fair enough? Okay, great. Then you make sure you write down that question and you ask for help from us if you need it, or you find help on the website, or you think it through on your own, and you are ready, and make sure that, you know, that you discuss that. Now, that said, many times they're going to forget what they said on the phone, and you're not even going to have to deal with it, you know. So don't let that throw you off is my point, okay? So, again, if you need any help, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and let's get to work making money with FSBOs.